Yo, you are listening this, hey, this is the Reflex Blue Show. That's what you're listening to. We are on the road. We are in Festus. We are south of St. Louis on our way to Memphis.
It's like day zero of the Memphis Conference, and since it's IGA.
I want to say this is day negative one.
Well,
is that fair enough?
That was yesterday. It's past midnight, like 1 in the morning.
Yes.
All day of driving.
It's afternoon, really. I got 4 professional illustrations finished today. I worked today, and then we hit the road. So what are we doing here? Oh, hey, we got Tom. Tom, say what up in the mic over there. Or come over to the mic.
What up?
And whisper into it. Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, we've got a... I don't even know what
Have
we're doing.
Have a seat, dude. Sit. Have a seat. Relax. We got the bank job on Hotel TV here. We have some Lone Star beers.
Texas beer
in...
Missouri. Almost in Tennessee.
Almost to Tennessee. So we're going to the AIJ Make Think Conference tomorrow. Don't worry, Donovan. We'll run this through the leveling device.
Oh, we don't have that on this computer.
Well, then it's just gonna be it's free. We can get it.
Okay, sure.
We'll do better audio than this because that's where we're at. So anyway, Make Think starts officially tomorrow. We're gonna be on the main stage for 60 seconds.
Yes.
That's our thing.
60 seconds of us is better than no seconds of us.
This is true. And you know, honestly, that's not true for everyone. Sometimes 60 seconds...
0 seconds of us is the appropriate amount of time of us.
That's for other people. For okay. us, I'd say 60, maybe 65 seconds. There's going to be some walk-on and walk-off time.
Oh, yeah, we'll be actually physically on the stage, but our actual mic time is 60 done.
Yeah, and then I think they cut the mic and Debbie
Millman's going to run this thing like an iron fist.
Debbie comes out with a mini baseball bat and kneecaps Donovan, and then I got to pull you off stage. And that's basically how we're going to end it. It's going to be great. That's how it goes. So we got you. You're here.
I'm here.
I'm here. Tom. Tom, you're here. You've been our wheel man.
My socks have holes in them.
Tom's socks, we've discovered, have holes.
And then my shorts.
And then our man, Steve Gordon, is off...
at the 7-Eleven.
He's running tricks at the 7-Eleven right now.
And supposedly Justin's already in Memphis.
A lot of people we know are actually already in the Memphis. That's our eventual goal. We did quite a bit today. We did basically 4:30 to 12:30. What's that in hours? 6 hours?
That's 8 hours.
Is that?
But not 8 hours of driving time, because we stopped at Culver's.
There was a good 7 hours.
We had some burgers.
And we stopped in the hometown of American Idol, David Cook.
We did? Which one was that?
Where we got gas at the QT.
What was the town?
I think it was Blue Springs, Blue Mountain.
Did it say it on like American Idol's?
It did, yeah.
Was it Dane Cook?
But the hilarious thing was, it wasn't a billboard. It was like one of those green signs like the state puts up. Like
wow.
For a national park.
So the government put that sign up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your tax dollars at good use.
Not
really,
mine.
Which would be really funny in 20 years when nobody remembers who David Cook is. And that sign is still there.
No, David Cook's never going away, man.
It's not
going
to be like Buffalo Bill Cody when you drive across Nebraska.
Oh, this is the sad part of the bank job where the guy finds his ex-girlfriend half buried in a ditch.
It's that guy.
Bank job, good movie. Trying to explain to Tom earlier that it is one of Jason Statham's 2 good movies.
Which is 2 more
right?
good movies than I have, but
right.
I still
Snatch.
Maintain that Jason Statham sucks.
Snatch. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen Snatch because you're a man. And then The Bank Job, which maybe a lot of people haven't seen, but it turns out is good.
I have not seen that movie.
We saw The Bank Job opens with like crazy sex. And I saw it with,
too much.
And
okay.
I saw it with my father-in-law. It was that's the story I have there. We should, however, keep our eye on the prize here. So tomorrow, Make Think. This will be my second AIGA conference.
Actually, it's today, Nate. We are past the midnight time.
No, You're just throwing mind tricks at me with your devilry.
Dude, it's like half Jedi is what I got going on.
It's 1:13 in the a.m.
I don't care if it's technically today.
Our sound check is in 12 and a half hours.
It doesn't matter to me that it's technically today. It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow. So for the sake of argument, it's tomorrow. And
tomorrow with Tom Snyder.
All right.
Extreme close zoom, Tom Snyder.
This is barely coming in.
Can you do that
in
on radio?
No.
That's too bad.
Barely coming in. It's all right. Donovan is now adjusting levels. This is the best show ever. So, Donovan, what's the thing you're most looking forward to over the conference? Like,
Graceland, baby. I mean, it's in Memphis. I've been waiting to go to Graceland for a lot of years.
Nate?
Why?
I'm an Elvis fan.
Again, same question.
How can you not be?
You can be me.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I've blown your mind right
Elvis
there.
Elvis is awesome.
No, Nate wants to go see where Coldplay grew up at, not Elvis.
That's over somewhere in the Europes and the Londons.
Okay, so AIJ,
that's
if
in
you're
Virginia,
listening,
I think.
If you're listening, the next conference should be at AIJ London, Virginia, so that we can see the Coldplay home. But until then, no, Graceland, baby.
We're having like three different conversations. So, not actually looking forward to anything at the AIJ conference at all. Is that what you're saying?
I haven't actually done a full investigation of what's going on yet.
Is that okay to say that I have no effing idea what's
on the schedule at all?
No,
I'm kind of waiting to get my booklet. It'll be more like Christmas. See, if you kind of go in not really knowing.
You'll have a surprise. That's
right.
What I'm doing tomorrow.
Now, from everything
I
hear,
I don't have any idea. I heard Dimitri Martin is actually not going to be there.
So from everything I hear, this Command X thing.
Oh, that'll be there.
The now, how Mig is not on there is beyond me.
Okay, well, let me tell you that the last Command X was badass because, you know, number one, the students brought it.
Michael Beirut was highly
entertaining last time. Now they're having Sean Adams, which is good to split up the workload.
No, I thought Sean Adams was helping the students and Michael Beirut was like actually doing
That's what Michael Beirut did in his in-between times.
Oh, okay.
So they're splitting that up. They got a new crop of students. I didn't really care for the way the judges approached Command X last time by picking a lot of bad work, with the exception of the girl who won, who obviously should have won.
Who's now working at Adams Morioka, from what I understand.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, good on her.
You win Command X, you get a job, I guess.
Did you know that when you win Command X, you get jobs at Adams Morioka, or perhaps Pentagram this time? You heard it here first. We're breaking that news tonight from Festivus. the Festus Hotel. The Festering Hotel.
Love the town of Festus.
So far.
Festivus, where we like, wrestle and...
Festus
no,
is not the
not,
home of Festus.
We are not. There's no wrestling.
Airing of grievances?
There will be airing of grievances once Steve gets back, but for right now, there's certainly not going to be wrestling.
Stephen F. Austin is on my beer bottle.
You're just pointing out random things and saying
no,
that you love
Stephen
them, Brick.
Stephen F. Austin, right there.
You're just pointing that out randomly.
And also a guy...
Hey, Tom, what are you looking forward to at the conference?
What am I looking forward to?
Yeah.
Nina Paper Part.
We got the special invite
because there is somebody named Jamie who says, per your recommendation, Mr. Voss, that she has to meet me because I'm a designer and I like paper.
So yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
We love Nina. Nina helped us out on our Life in Abundance.
Yeah,
Nina's
and,
like,
and,
hey,
and
hey,
Jamie's
we,
the one that runs the Twitter there, right?
We need a graphic for the Life in Abundance.
Oh sure.
Yeah, we should do that anyway. Nina does lots of awesome things. We're hanging out with them. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep,
I think Command X I'm looking forward to. Like I said, I did not agree with the way any of the judges approached that last time. So I believe they have new judges. I'm looking forward to seeing how they score it. Let's see. Aside from that, I'm looking forward to us because I think we're going to rock this party.
Beer.
The nice thing is we do the opening reception. Like we're on the opening 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, today.
Yeah, and then we're done. Then we
call
just,
it
then,
slot.
Then we get to just chill out and relax and enjoy it from there on.
Right.
And ever like if you're the closing speaker, you got to stress it out. Hey, there's a strange black man entering the room.
I know.
What's up?
Do you have chili cheese Fritos?
I didn't. They had a horrible selection.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to
Cheesy Puffs, though.
Oh, got some
puff corn. What's up?
Okie dokie. When it's more than okay, it's okie dokie corn puffs.
What I'm up? All about that. Steve, how you doing?
All the snacks. Good, boys. What's going down?
We're in the middle. We're telling people that we're in Festus, and we're going to AIJ. We're going around
for the rest of...
Hey, Steve, what is it at the AIJ conference that you are looking forward to the most?
Honestly, I'm going to be just kind of hanging on the outsets of it. I was here just for balance in the car so that we got good gas mileage.
Which right.
And, 32 miles a gallon.
Excellent gas mileage. I'm actually going to be, like I said, just kind of staying respectfully on the fringe. I'm not trying to nose in on the conference or anything. But I have a lot of friends that are there. And when you boys extended the invitation to me, I couldn't turn it down to drive along.
It's rad. It's been great having you. We've been telling stories.
It's been fun.
Excellent. We've been getting phone calls. And
awesome. So when you're dancing the hokey pokey or telling a jokey or singing karaoke or hanging with friends on the low key, I don't know. Don't be shy or pokey. Grab a bag of okie dokie. It's yummy to eat, fun to share, and not too square.
Puff corn
when
in
it's
your
more
mouth.
Than okay, it's yeah, okie dokie.
No, we already did that. That's great.
That's
someone,
a poem.
Someone wrote that.
Yeah, I didn't write that, someone, but if I did, that would be page one of the writing right. portfolio.
Let's, here,
that's
let's,
solid.
I know we're doing the show and we only got the one mic, but let's try to keep them voices down a little bit. There's only supposed to be one person in this room. So we might be shattering that illusion right now. So Steve, the bank job was just on, and we're talking about AIJ. Bank job, very good movie.
Very good movie.
So I'm trying to think. I'm looking forward to seeing Debbie. Obviously, I think everyone looks forward to seeing Debbie. I'm looking forward to another Design Observer party.
Oh, good times.
Which are always mad times. You know, if you want to accidentally see people getting to second base, you go to parties the Design Observer throws.
And hang up a little too close to you?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
No. I do not. I have no second base plans for this conference.
Is that going to hit a double?
Is that... No. I'm not looking to get on... Rule. I'm not looking to get on base. Nah, the coach isn't going to put me up to bat. I don't think. I'm going to sit this one out. That's great. I'm glad we're talking about that now.
So, talking about baseball, it's playoffs.
Ground road, obviously we're talking
what
about
were you talking
baseball.
About?
Talking about sex, Tom.
Oh, it's October, man.
Yeah. I that totally went over my head, Nate.
Yeah, ground rule double, man.
Yeah, sure, okay. So we're talking about baseball here on the Reflex Blue Show. Thanks for tuning in.
And we'll catch you guys soon because we're running these little intermittent shows when we can during the conference.
Yeah, I feel like we're is there going to be editing? No. There we could probably. I think we drop some music on these and we throw them up. We can do that in the morning, though. It's
right.
This is a pretty quick hit. I feel like since we have not looked at the the schedule. I'm so tired right now, by the way.
All right, well,
we haven't even looked at
we'll
the schedule yet.
We'll catch you guys
yet.
Like in a day.
Yeah, we'll do. I say that just you know like every night. And by the way,
and
if
like
you're listening at home, this is us figuring out our schedule.
Yeah,
right
and
now.
Like we did at Howe, we're gonna try to grab some other people from the conference, get them on the show.
Well, this is going to, yeah. And I got to do a comic. Look for special 1-point rule AIJ conference sketchbook updates.
I just wanted to say hi. I won't be seeing a ton of you guys, so I love you.
Whatever, dude.
When they find me and we record, I'll be swinging in like the Cape Crusader.
Steve, Justin Aarons is going to hold you close and never let you go.
Dude,
man.
He already texted me.
And called you.
He already texted me and told me what he feels about me.
Stalker.
Oh, okay, that's a little creepy.
You need a restraining order.
Okay.
Thanks to Justin.
I think that's it for today. Let's get you guys.
I feel like Donovan wants to shut the show down. I don't know. Now I'm feeling better about it. I feel like we could go all night.
That's what happens when he threatens to shut the show down. All right. You get a boost of energy.
Yeah, all right. Peace out, Donovan.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.